The H-2A Improvement Act would, among other things, enable dairy farmers to stay in the U.S. for 3 years, with a chance to apply for another 3 years after that. Right now, immigrant dairy workers can't stay in the U.S. for more than a year. Paul Zimmerman is the Executive Director of Governmental Relations for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. He says it's tough when Wisconsin farmers hire quality help to tend to their cattle only to see them leave months later.
Dairy cows get milked 2 to 3 times a day, every day, 365 days a year, but yet we don't have a labor program that would allow migrant workers to stay longer.
Tim Service milks outside Stoddard, Wisconsin. He employs 2 immigrant workers. He says keeping immigrants here longer could actually help the U.S. Service says, for example, they can get their driver's license.
Otherwise, they just drive and they run in the ditch and they leave the car and it sits there. And, you know, if we give them permission to be here, then they can abide by the laws. I think it'd be a lot better also. And it'd be revenue for the government, too.
The H-2A Improvement Act is also meant to protect dairy farmers from raids because the workers will have legal visas. Senate Bill 852, which proposes the H-2A Improvement Act, is currently in the Senate Judiciary Committee, where it will likely remain through recess. According to the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, 40% of Wisconsin's farm laborers are immigrants. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.